So anyway, I think in terms of trying to, like, apply any of this stuff to, like, a paradigm shift that might actually get our carbon, you know, parts per million below 350 and actually kind of stave off some of this devastation, treating Helen Caldicott and stuff, I think the utilization of the prefrontal cortex, that's what's going to really change things. And it's not any one movement or anything. It's just an awakening that's, you know...
So what sort of...
widespread.
What sort of activities stimulate the prefrontal cortex?
Well, they say meditation, the woman was talking about translating the book of Genesis in the original language and looking at all the alphanumeric...
Thank you for using IC Solutions. Goodbye.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for calling, D. Such a pleasure, man.
Yeah. So I think I agree. I think that engaging the prefrontal lobe is super key. I think meditation is rad, and there's more people now meditating than ever before.
True story.
In humanity, which
critical mass.
There's also just a lot more of us, but more people are getting turned on to meditation. Mm.
Or forms of meditation.
Forms of meditation. Yeah. That part of your brain actually is stimulated a bit when you're dreaming, too.
And exercise, as far as I know.
And exercise. And when you do psychedelics. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's a part of the brain. And during sex. Right. So these are all activities that one can engage in.
Have sex, go for a run, take some acid, and
meditate.
Go to sleep and meditate.
Meditate and then take a nap.
Yeah.
all right, Sandino's there.
Hello?
Hey, Mies, I just wanted to send a shout-out because, you know, I don't want to give our boy Dylan maximum time to break down his theories and logic, but, just wanted to big you guys up, too, and say, hey!
Hey, dude!
Thanks for calling in.
Sure. I'll bring you guys in a little bit when you get out of there, eh?
Fuck
or
yeah.
Call me when you're done.
Yeah!
Sounds good.
Beep. I go take a run and do some acid right now, so I'll see you guys later.
Make sure you have sex and go to sleep at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time.
I could, trust me, I would.
I was listening to that show Loveline a while back, and there was a couple that was on Loveline that they were having an interesting dilemma, which was that they were having terrible sex. And then something started happening where they would go to sleep, and the guy would get really aroused in his sleep and get, like, a massive hard-on and start to want to, like, have sex, but he was totally asleep. And the girl was like, at first, like, this is weird. And then they started having sex while he was totally fucking unconscious. And it was, like, the best sex they'd ever had in their whole relationship.
But how did he know it was the best sex?
No.
The one who got finally satisfied, that's the real deal.
I guess so. She finally got hers.
No.
So, and I guess, you know, objectively, it was better sex, just like they were having
when he didn't do anything, it was better.
No. Like, he was fully engaged physically.
He just was
but
mentally unconscious.
Consciously, he wasn't
what
there.
What a trip.
Isn't that super
that
trippy?
Is super
and so
trippy.
What I was just thinking is, like, you could actually engage in all of those activities if you're able to cultivate that skill. You could drop some acid before you go to sleep, and the sex would be exercise. You know
and
what I mean?
And then also be meditating?
And you'd be sleeping, which is pretty meditative. I guess meditation, to me, has to do with, like, an acute awareness of the present moment.
Right.
That is so acute that nothing else exists.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But, Sandino, are you there?
Dude, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. What do you think about all that?
I mean... I was kind of listening in as you guys were talking, and basically, yeah, I think it's going to be kind of people's decision to be more conscious of where they are and who they are.
Yeah.
To people of privilege, you know, people, it's one thing for someone who's, like, ridiculously poor in freaking Haiti right now to be like, oh, I'm going to, like, think positively, and, you know, everything's going to be okay, and I'll use my powers for good and everything. But then it's, like, another for someone in this country to do that. I mean, just the impact.
Yeah.
It's the impact that we could have as U.S. citizens, as the mega consumers of the world. Like, that's what I think the real potential and, like, transformation lies. Because if we, as the first world, decide we don't want all these ridiculous privileges and consumptive, disgusting things that they thrust on us through the media culture, they make us think we want all this crap and we need all this crap. But it's like, obviously, we really don't. And if we kind of, like, start to move away from that mindset of consumption and thinking and we start to move towards more of, like, a holistic kind of seeing the interconnectedness of everything. Yeah. I think there's some real potential for transformation, regardless of what movement it happens through.
Exactly.
I think simultaneously.
Exactly.
Kind of flip it too, though. I want to say that, like, you know, all the meditation and good intentions in the world won't do shit if people don't take action too.
Mm.
I think there's kind of a tendency for people to overthink themselves and think they're doing really good, but then there's like a lack of action. There's like
right.
that.
Marginalizing the impact of sort of passive action.
That's interesting. That's actually something that I was thinking about before coming into the show today, was I was thinking about talking about hope, because I think that a lot of times it could seem like what we're talking about is having more hope. But there's this, Derek Jensen's an interesting writer. He's written a few books. One's called A Language Older Than Word, and one's called The End of Hope, or A Death to Hope. I forget what it's called. And his whole point about hope is that hope kind of is like recycling, in the sense that a lot of people are like, I'm groovy and green and ecological because I recycle, but that really isn't doing anything. Hoping for change, if all you do is hope, it's not active. And a lot of times we hope about things that we can't actually change.
Mm.
So hoping for something that you can change is disengaging from the action of changing it.
Say that again.
So hoping for change in an area of where you could affect the change is disengaging from the action of actually changing it.
I think what I would like to do is reclaim the definition of what hope is and actually view it as in a point positive way, where it's actually taking a physical stance towards manifesting what you would like in the world.
Actively engaging in the process rather than just being like,
I hope that this happens, or I am hopeful in this direction, which is positive. The more, like, we're talking about, like, you know, in past shows, like how, you know, keeping your mind on track with something helps something come into reality, you know.
Right.
You know, manifestation via focus. And I think hope, in its current definition, sort of is like that, although it's sort of also this passive, almost like letting things go by without actually engaging in them sort of process for a lot of people, where they're like, oh, these are the things I'm against, these are the things I'm for, but having honestly a lot more impact in the things that they're against rather than the things they're for in terms of active action. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it feels like, to me, what I would like to do is reclaim the definition of what hope is.
To be something that includes active engagement.
To necessarily mean actually engaging in what you are hopeful towards.
So how would that work with something like, I hope that we go to heaven when we die?
That's a whole different slant. Yeah.
Then you better start studying the Bible and living right.
Word of rap, gangster. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess, and that's what Jensen's point was, is that you can hope you go to heaven when you die because you have no control over that.
Right.
That's a legitimate use of hope.
Yeah.
And that all of the areas where we can affect change, we shouldn't hope. We shouldn't hope that we start to get our fossil fuel use under control.
Right.
We just got to get it under control.
Right.
Don't worry about hoping about it.
Totally.
Just engage in the action.
Yeah, that's, I guess, not really the word that needs to be used in that sort of circumstance.
Not, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Because hope is...
I feel like hope is often used in terms of, like, survival, too. It's like if
you... The political slogan, hope and change, have been used by the Democrats time and time again to kind of contrast the ridiculousness of the Republicans and say, oh, look, we're the change, we're the hope. And it's like, for me, both of those two buzzwords are just like, they're so played out. Like, I don't even want to hear anyone talk about the hope for a new America or the change that's coming. I'm just like, you know what? If you vote for Obama, you think that's going to happen? No. You need to get the fuck out there and be the change and not just, like, have hope, but to actually, like, have plans and to take action and kind of along with what you're saying. I mean,
amen.
I think it's absolutely right. But
and that's what Derek Jensen's whole point was.
That's, you're right on, Sandino, man. That's
genius. That guy's got a lot of really good ideas. I don't agree with all of his points. In terms of, like, what the best tactics and ways of moving forward. But I think his analysis of everything is spot on. That guy is a freaking a genie, by all means.
Yeah, definitely. He's a trippy dude, too. I actually got to see him. He came to Humboldt State a bunch while I was going to school there, and I went to a bunch of his free talks. And his free, like, lectures that he gave to the student bodies were actually quite a bit like this show in the sense that he just tangents all over the place, and to try to follow him in any linear format is very difficult. But
I wonder if non-linear thinking engages in the prefrontal cortex.
No, actually, linear thinking does.
Wow. Cool.
Focused linear thinking.
Focus.
That's what happens when you're dreaming, when you're meditating, when you're on psychedelics, and those are the only times where we're actually linearly processing.
When
the rest
we're
of the time,
actually linearly processing.
Right. The rest of the time, our brain activity is jumping all around, and that's why we're like tangenting. Mm. But when we're hyper focused, and our brain is actually going in a linear progression, it's only when we're dreaming, when we're meditating, and when we're under the influence of psychedelic drugs that they've tested. There might be other ways, but that's the only time. And actually, when you're making love too, think about it. You got a focus. You got a goal.
There's goal.
You're working
goal
towards
orientation.
It. Goal orientation. You got something that you're working towards.
Goal-asmic.
Galasmic. Sex-orgasmic. And that's the other way now.
Fucking A.
But, yeah.
They got the goal right there, you know?
We got a goal. Do you got a goal?
I got a goal.
I'm glad.
Goal!
You didn't chime in. What happened, Sandino? Are you still there?
Yeah. Mess over here. Hold on.
So we've actually now officially run 20 minutes over our show, but thanks so much for calling in, Sandino, and thanks for hooking Dylan up through the line. Super rad.
I mean, yeah.
And do you have any last comments you want to make before we do the shutdown of the show?
Let's go get some breakfast, eh?
Yeah, let's
do it. That sounds great. You want some Greek food?
We could do Thai basil too.
We could. Oh, but it's the weekend.
So?
It's not lunch. They don't have lunch special on the weekend.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? No, I think it's only weekdays.
I am so certain you're wrong, my friend.
Oh, well, I trust you over me. You go there all the time.
Every day. Every day.
You are a... Yeah, let's do that. So, do you want to meet up with us down here, or where do you want to meet up?
We could pick you up, too.
Just a security culture. We do not discuss our plans over the air, and I'll just call you guys in a few minutes once you're off the air.
Thanks,
dude. Sounds good. Cool. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you guys for being a part of our ridiculous radio station. It's fucking fabulous.
It's
Fuck
wonderful.
Yeah, dude. Love you so much, man.
Time to listen to the whole show from beginning to end, you know? It will happen.
It will. It'll be fun. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. This has been Point Positive Programming with Dustin and...
Kai.
And we are broadcasting live from Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM on the radio dial. On the internet stream, we are www.freakradio.org. If you want to call in live, 427-3772. 469-3119. Those are our two different numbers, both area code 831. And if you want to leave a message, also area code 831, 427-4523. And feel free to mail in comments or donations if you feel inspired by the show today and you want to contribute, make it happen, be part of this process. Our P.O. Box is FRSC, P.O. Box 7811, Santa Cruz, California 95061. And just, man, what a great show today. So glad that Dylan was able to call in, and we had that awesome other caller. Thank you guys so much for calling in. You guys fucking rule. And we'll see you all next weekend. Same time, same time, same dial. Saturdays, 10 to noon, 101.1 FM, Santa Cruz. Thank you so much, and... tune in for the following shows. They're all awesome.
Don't forget to check out withinformation.org.
Oh, yeah. Check out our website, withinformation.org. It's got some fun new... Oh, can we actually end with the latest video that I posted there?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to hit play and skip it up to about 1 minute, because the first minute he's sort of just talking.
Okay.
If you can. So this is a... you can just hit play and then move it up.
It's playing. I'm waiting for it to buffer.
Oh, I don't know that you need to, actually. You can...
It's buffering slow.
Okay, cool.
It's only buffered to 44 seconds right now.
This little video that we're about to play as a musical outro for our show today is by this guy from Australia named DubFX. And it's just such a fucking awesome performance. He's a live beatboxer, vocalist, who does a looping show, basically, where he will lay down a beat and then sing over top of it. And it's really good. Really, really good. So.
Here we go.
Here we go. This is DubFX, and the song's called Made It. And if you want to check them out, it's dubfx.bandcamp.com.
Coming up March 27th, Free Radio Santa Cruz is having their 15th birthday, and we'd like you to attend. So come on down to the Kumbwa Jazz Center, 302 Cedar Street in downtown Santa Cruz. We're going to have a raffle for pirate booty. We're also going to have a prize for the best pirate costume. So dress up and come on down to our birthday party. Get some birthday cake. There'll be music by Superior Olive and Sweet Jam and a bunch of other folks. As a very special guest, we're going to be having Tom Lodge, one of the first pirates on Radio Caroline, is going to be stopping by and talking to us about the early days of pirate radio. Save Saturday, March 27th, on your calendar at the Kumbwa Jazz Center, 302 Cedar Street, for Free Radio Santa Cruz's 15th birthday. We'll ask for a donation at the door, and we'll even give you double raffle tickets for every dollar you contribute above $10.
El 27 de marzo a las 6 en el Centro Comunitario Kumbwa, aquí en Santa Cruz, 320 Cedar Street. Una pachanga de cumpleaños. Radio Libre Santa Cruz tiene 15 años de transmitir como Radio Libre Pirata. Les invitamos a disfrutar música, rifa, comida, pastel y la amistad de un colectivo que está tomando esta frecuencia. Para ustedes, los y las quienes nos escuchen, en inglés o español. Sábado, 27 de marzo, 15 años de Radio Libre. Nos vemos en Kumbwa.
This is Michael Parenti, and we're listening to Free Radio in Santa Cruz, which we should listen to at every opportunity we can get.
The working class and the employing class have nothing in common. There can be no peace so long as hunger and want are found among millions of the working people, and the few who make up the employing class have all the good things of life. Between these two classes, a struggle must go on until the workers of the world organize as a class, take possession of the earth and the machinery of production, and abolish the wage system.
There are women of many descriptions in this cruel world, as everyone knows. Some are living in beautiful mansions, some are wearing the finest of clothes. Then the blue-blooded queen or the princess will have charms made of diamonds and pearls. The only clue to a
I was just a little thing. I used to love parades with banners, bands, red balloons, and maybe lemonade. When I came home one May Day, my neighbor's father said, "Them marchers is all commies. Tell me, kid, are you a red?" Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. Our house was plain red brick like most others in the town. So I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mommy took me on her knee and this is what she said. "Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitated, if you find a red." So you might as well ignore it or love the word instead. 'Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was growing up, had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my face or to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on a job or hit me on the head. When I organized a fight back, why, the stinkers called me red. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead. 'Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was living on my own, one apartment that I had, had a lousy, rotten landlord, let me tell you, he was bad. But when he tried to throw me out, I rubbed my hands and said, "You haven't seen a struggle if you haven't bought a red. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead. 'Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red." Well, I kept on agitating, 'cause what else can you do? You're gonna let the sons of bitches walk all over you. My friend said, "You'll get fired hanging with that commie mob. I should be so lucky, buddy, I ain't got a job." And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead. 'Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, I've been agitating now for 50 years and more, for jobs and for equality and always against war. I'll keep on agitating as far as I can see, and if that's what being red is, well, it's good enough for me. 'Cause you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead. 'Cause you ain't been.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated, under siege, under siege.
This is independent radio in a democracy.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
101 FM.
FreeRadio.org.
Free Radio. Free
Radio.
Free Radio.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz. Operating without an FCC license since 1995.
PopRadio.blogspot.com.
Is there a problem? Yeah, there's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating. There is?
Violation of FCC statutes and rules and regulations.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
The antenna is coming down in 5 minutes. Anyone that stands on the sidewalk does so at their own risk.
And you are tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. You can download or stream the show. I'm your host and producer, Skid Mark Bob, and this week's show is a tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Freak Radio.
101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
Celebrating their 15th year of unlicensed FM broadcast, webcast, and worldcast. So here we go with a bit of history, music, and mayhem. Tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz and 15 years of pirate radio, kicking off with Rage Against the Machine,
course, off of their Battle of Los Angeles release, Guerrilla Radio. Keep it locked.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. FM-aluyah.
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Nothing you have heard before will prepare you for this. The sound of radio is being revolutionized by the masters.
Go!
Is anybody listening out there?
FCC, you know what that means?
Yeah, it means Federal Communications Commission. They can drive around and triangulate wherever the hell a radio signal is coming from.
Yeah, so fuck it, right?
Good idea!
Freak Radio, Santa Cruz, 101 FM, or freakradio.org.
Just before Free Radio Santa Cruz got started, Food Not Bombs was involved in a lot of different actions. We had just won a court case that found the sitting law unconstitutional, and we were still serving food and doing lots of activity. We had a really big movement at that time. We were doing Cop Watch. We were supporting Earth First actions to save headwaters. We were going up monthly up to San Francisco to support Food Not Bombs in San Francisco. And up there, there was a large food fight going on. The San Francisco police were harassing homeless people constantly. Food Not Bombs was being arrested in San Francisco on a daily basis. Every meal, lunch, and dinner, they were being arrested. And that was going on for months. It actually was going on for about 3 years in San Francisco. We had done a lot of our activism as homeless people. I was homeless. A lot of the organizers were homeless. And just before Free Radio got going, there was an activist. His name was Tony Mello. And he was part of a lot of different groups. And he was really one of the activists that got Food Not Bombs started. He was a Vietnam veteran, part of the Communist Labor Party. Tony Mello and Tom Schreiner actually really wanted Free Radio to get started. The core group of Food Not Bombs in Santa Cruz actually moved into a house together over on Market Street. So we had been in the house for maybe a couple months. Food Not Bombs was super strong. We had tables, tons of equipment, a truck, you know, plastic bowls, all kinds of political literature. We were really strong, and we were going up to San Francisco pretty much on a regular basis and getting arrested and supporting the movement up there. So what was happening here was we were getting more and more connected with San Francisco and Berkeley. And Berkeley was where Free Radio in California was started. Stephen Dunifer was building transmitters up there, and he was very much a high-techy kind of guy, kind of hard to communicate with, but we were able to do it, and there was a lot of persistent people in our group, you know, including you, Bob, and other people, Xavier, who were really wanted Free Radio to happen. They wanted it because they wanted to tell the story that wasn't being told. I think because there was a lot of grassroots activity going on, and the media, the mainstream media, wasn't covering any of it. You know, in San Francisco, they weren't covering it. The Guardian, you know, just kind of dwindled as far as, like, covering these arrests that had been happening for, like, 3 years on a daily basis. I mean, the cops in San Francisco were, like, basically dumping out big buckets of soup on the ground. One time they dumped a big bucket of soup in the fountain, and there's homeless people all sitting around watching this, and nobody's saying anything about it. And then in Santa Cruz, there was homeless people getting their belongings confiscated. You know, if they were active, they were being targeted and being harassed. There was all kinds of subtle harassment. Like, if a homeless person, you know, was very verbal and eloquent in speaking at a city council meeting, this is just one example, maybe the next week his bicycle would be confiscated by the police. And I remember things like that happening. And it was just a way of kind of squashing homeless people from speaking up about what their experience was. So we thought Free Radio would be a really good way to start exposing all that, since the media wasn't doing it.
What spurred your interest to want to be involved in starting Free Radio?
Well, I have to be honest, I don't think I was really, like, the one that was, like, starting Free Radio.
I'm just asking. I didn't say you started it, but what, I mean, you obviously were involved in the beginning.
I was just kind of sitting there listening to all you guys, like, try to figure it out. But
no, you were the one writing down notes and saying, all right, we're going to have a meeting this week, and you're organizing people, because that's what you are awesome at, is organizing people, getting them together, trying to find another meeting time to meet, and we met several times at your house.
Yeah.
And
well,
you were the one keeping the organization together, because, you know I wasn't.
Well, no, Bob, you were the artist. I don't know. No, Bob, you were keeping it together, definitely. I wanted more people involved that had a very creative voice and a diverse perspective. To be honest, I was really hoping that more people from the Beach Flats would start being on the air, because I wanted to increase the diversity that was in Food Not Bombs. I also knew that the only thing that could keep Food Not Bombs going is if there was a lot of fun and, you know, exciting activity going on. So it was at our house. There was a few of us. There was quite a few of us living at this house, and we'd only been in there a couple of months. And I remember we set the transmitter up in my room, which was kind of crazy because I didn't realize that people would want to be on it 24 hours a day. People were really, really excited about it. I was kind of honestly afraid to be talking on the air. It made me nervous, and I didn't really want to have a whole lot to do with talking on the air. I didn't mind organizing meetings and stuff. After the first couple meetings, it just had a life of its own. I didn't really have much to do with it, but I remember you guys setting up the transmitter on the corner of the house and the antenna. I just remember, Bob, you had the whole thing all set up on the table with the microphone, and I had written out this thing that talked about how the airwaves belong to you, and if you want to speak on the radio, you know, please call us, and we want to hear what the poor and homeless and anyone has to say over the air, and that the corporate perspective is not the only perspective out there, and this is our way of creating community.
Free Radio, Chaos Radio Collective, whatever you want to call it, we now have the technology. The airwaves really belong to us. It's up to the people to take back that which U.S. corporate interests and government regulators monopolize. Stop for-profit brainwashing. Build revolt by networking nationally and internationally. It's up to you, folks. We need a core group and many more to broadcast and program Free Radio Santa Cruz. Keep listening, and we'll give you a phone number near you to call soon.
Test, test, test.
Yep. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yo.
Test. All right.
You know what I love about radio? The immediacy of it. You say something, it just goes out there.
Right.
You can't take it back.
Technology is only the tool. Communication's the goal.
Do you find that now having access to this technology has helped?
I think it's helped getting the word out, but also being able to network and communicate.
Low-power radio is often providing just the kind of locally focused issue news that commercial radio is pretty much given up on.
What is needed is to build a movement, hundreds of thousands of people. This has got to come from a people's movement.
These are just a bunch of rogues, pirates, basically.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM.
FreakRadio.org.
Hi, I want to welcome everybody to the new world of low-powered radio broadcasting by way of FM. Why would people want to have a radio station?
The reason I got started in low-power FM, pirate radio, micro-broadcasting, whatever you want to call it, is because I was tired of the crap they were playing on the radio and I wanted to do something about it.
Why would you want to have one?
To me, this radio station means, at this point in the game, the ultimate freedom of speech.
If you have a motive and an agenda, if you have a mission to reach people in your local community, you better get moving and you better get your radio station going. One thing for you to consider is the fact you probably will be contacted by the federal government. You need to be prepared so that when the FCC comes, you have what's called an affirmative defense ready for them.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, a brand new location. Got two FCC agents. It's like David Dune is one of them. He's a FCC agent. And walking, they got clipboards. Two FCC agents. David Dune is one of them.
He's a
FCC agent.
Keep moving!
How's it going? You guys all right? Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
There is?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
And how do you know this? How do you know this?
Because they don't have a license to operate.
And what's your name?
Dave Dune. What is your name?
David Dune. And what's your name?
David Hartshorn.
David Hartshorn. Do you have a card or any kind of identification so we even know who you are?
No.
Because you just showed up.
We showed him our identification.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see it. How do I know? Okay.
So let even hijack, break up me hearty show ho. Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
What is your name?
My name is Bob.
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 Skidmark Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
Call me Skidmark if you want.
Okay.
So I'm just curious if there's any other problems, if there's interference problems.
No, it's just you don't have a license to operate the station then.
Okay.
1.1.
Okay.
You've talked to us. You've met us before.
We've talked to you before.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Oh, okay. My name is Bob.
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 Bob. Bob. I have? Skidmark Bob. Bob. Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob.
Bob. I have? Skidmark Bob.
Bob.
No, Skidmark.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet.
Well, is there any problems in there? That's all. That's the only reason why you're here, because it's unlicensed.
Continually operating out of the morning.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. That was FCC agent David Hartshorn and David Bob.
You probably will be contacted by the federal government.
Armed federal marshals and FCC agents raided the studio of Free Radio Santa Cruz.
It was Wednesday, September 29th. I was in the studio, the usual morning programming. I put it on, the news reports we have in the morning. We have independent native news, workers independent news service, and Truth Out Overview with William Rivers Pitt. And then we have Democracy Now! From 8 to 9, and after that was Alternative Radio with Howard Zinn. I put all that morning show, morning programming on, and I exited the studio about 8:30, locked it, and was rounding the corner to hedge my vehicle, and I saw a number of undercover police officers with plastic handcuffs and just kind of milling around, parking their cars. I felt a little nervous, but it was around the corner from the studio, so I wasn't sure if it was for us. And then I saw them pull into the neighboring apartment complex in an undercover police car, and I got the feeling of surrounding the house. At this point, I was driving off. I made a slow U-turn, swung back around. They were staring at me really hard the whole time. And then I saw a bunch of, probably about at least a dozen U.S. federal police, is what it said on the back, police, federal marshals, round the corner and began marching towards the house. So instantly when they rounded the corner, I knew it was a raid. I was, of course, very shaken up by it. I saw them approach the house and begin surrounding it and start to move in. And I just, all I could do at that point was go to a payphone and call as many people as I could. And they, of course, got on the phone with the media. Other people sent out emails and made phone calls. And about 100 people came down to the studio to support us.
This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, unlicensed, unregulated, under siege. Under siege.
PopDefectRadio.blogspot.com. Subversive music for dangerous times.
We're supposed to be here to...
Violation of FCC statutes.
The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, decided all by itself that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the free speech provisions of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
And rules and regulations.
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Operating a radio station without license.
It's just a sad day for free speech today when they have to come and do this. And it's interesting they're doing it right before the election, too.
We have seized only property.
Defendant is the equipment.
Defendant is the equipment. The equipment is under arrest.
This is not a criminal action against people.
And I looked down. I was about to get in the shower. I was in my bathrobe. And I looked down from the top of the stairs and I saw uniformed officials with guns drawn. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know why they would be there.
It is a civil and rem action against property.
We object to the use of federal resources and attention during a time when we're supposedly in orange alert and at war and threatened by foreign powers, that they have the resources to send this many people to a town like Santa Cruz to shut down a radio station.
A record player! Oh my God! Arrest that record player!
Put the grand old children with the fully automatics that like to push the leak around.
Free Radio Santa Cruz!
Wait, wait, wait. Radio.
Music should be free, and so should radio.
A tear gas, invitation to peace, war staring you in the face.
Dressed in black,
with a helmet, fear. Appropriate for the malcontents, for the disproportion malcontents. The little boy smiled, it'll all be well, and say a little boy smiled, it'll all be well.
Pushing little children with their fully automatics, they'd like to push the weak around.
Oh my God, arrest that record player!
Free Radio Santa Cruz. It's one of the longest-running non-licensed radio stations in the country.
FreakRadio.org.
Yes, it's Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 on your FM dial. It's been successfully flying the skull and crossbones for the past 10 years.
Pirate Radio.
10 years, man!
Oh, my God! Arrest that record player!
There's an unlicensed broadcast station here, and we want to make sure that you stop operating.
Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. FreakRadio.org.
Operating a radio station.
You take away our media, they can't express their opinion.
Calm down. Keep pushing people. You too, FCC, man.
Pirate radio station Santa Cruz, the revolution is on.
Listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, this is the Queen of Caffeine, and we're educating the masses.
At lower frequencies and longer wavelengths is the energy of radio waves. Energy of the electromagnetic spectrum is silent.
Free Radio Santa Cruz.
101.1 FM, freakradio.org.
101 FM.
Free Radio, not so. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Free Radio.
Santa Cruz.
By corporate interest, this no commercial and no show, but still capitalist manufacturing consent. Ours a world you'll never hear about. Let's want to round you on the street. Engage the plug, make our own media. Some of this naked, but transmitters in tow. Set up antennas on top of the hill. Addicts and tub on the roof on. Pump up the volume with my radio. Radio is my bomb. A thousand broadcasts. This is the voice of the voices and the roots of the grass are spreading fast. Breaking the media blockade, clearing the radio for each locality, building community and resistance. It's that real people, telling real news, giving credibility and political freedom. Change information, losing ideas, cultural electricity expression. This is the new Free Speech Movement. Radio is my bomb! A thousand broadcasts! Boom!
bring this music down for the masses. Light our stations collectively. It's a kick in the face to hierarchy. The only commercial you may hear. What an announcing revolution there. There's a movement of electrical music coming after to free the airwaves. Threatening the FCC and a corporate establishment. Powers that be in such radio shockwaves. Right explosion radio is my bomb. May a thousand broadcast.
And you are tuned to Pop Defect Radio, popdefectradio.blogspot.com. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob, and this week's show is a tribute to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, and freakradio.org. They're celebrating their 15th year of unlicensed FM broadcast, webcast, and worldcast. You heard a bit of history, music, and mayhem. Check out the blog for more details. Also, you can download or stream the show there. We're going to end with the Ramones, and we want the airwaves. Happy birthday, Free Radio Santa Cruz. Thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Devil Makes Three. When we're not illegally downloading music from the internet, we're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.5 FM.
101.1, dude.
101.1, you fucked it up.
On, oh yeah, we have a radio station. On Free Radio Santa Cruz. What's the matter with me? I'm losing something. What is it? Oh yeah, my mom.
Cut!
Ya estamos grabando.
One, two, three.
Somos Oso Motley.
And you're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1. Listening to Augusto Cesar, Sandinista style, baby.
Peace, y'all. This is Queen from the fabulous Blackalicious crew. You're listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz 101.1 FM. Free your mind.
And as you may have gathered by listening to the last hour, this is indeed Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. And now we're going live, in case anybody wants to call in. I'm taking over Thomas Levitt's The Wake Up Call. I believe he's out of town, although he may come barging into the studio at any minute to prove me wrong. But that's my recollection last week. He normally comes in, show starts supposedly at 7:30, usually a little later. Runs till 9:30, and then I do my regular show 9:30 to 1. So I'm going to be doing a lot of trying to catch up this morning because I've got lots of interviews that have had to be put on hold because of breaking events, like the trial of Ana Richardson and Miguel de Leon, where the community of Santa Cruz that wants to see the right of homeless people to sleep, not anywhere and everywhere, but somewhere, vindicated in a small way by the frame-up from the police and City Attorney John Barisoni being overcome for insufficient evidence in the courtroom of Judge Volkman. I'll be talking about that probably later during my regular show time. I'm going to kind of just start to catch up now with a few older street interviews that I haven't been able to play yet, maybe a flashback or two. Also, some John Phillips numbers with the Mamas and the Papas, actually after the Mamas and the Papas, and maybe a few before. I think, though, mostly after Similar sound in many cases, and I kind of like that sound, so I'm going to throw some of it your way. In case you want to call in, the number here is 831-427-3772. My name is Robert Norris, and if you want to catch me off air because you got stuff you want to talk about behind the scenes, so to speak, or, you know, just not feeling like talking on the air for one reason or another, the number is 423-HUFF, 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And HUFF, as many who listen to this show already know, is an acronym for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And it's an organization concerned with civil rights, which fed folks in front of the courthouse yesterday morning. Was it only yesterday? No, it was the day before yesterday, Friday morning. Sorry, I'm a little bit Sunday morning muddled. And that's Wilderness of Love from John Phillips' lost album, or so-called lost album, Pussycat. This was recorded as the first solo artist assigned to Rolling Stones Records in 1976, produced by the Glimmer Twins.